And now's the time when things are shifting. There's gonna be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it.
Throwing it in that stomach of pressure.
Who are fake news?
I am not suicidal.
We'll circle back with you directly. If I can circle back, I'll circle back with you.
Do not come. Do not come.
I'm gonna come.
Hello and welcome to episode 224 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I am Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking some beer to talk about what's going on. Pi Day just came and went.
Yep. I went to Taco Bell and got a Mexican pizza for $3.14.
Is that better than usual? I don't know.
Yeah, it's $5 and something now for Mexican pizza.
Usually it's the wife likes them. I stick with tacos myself. All right. I got it in here because it's been in the news for a little bit, but we haven't really been talking about it because for the most part, we've been trying to avoid the alphabet soup, right?
Yeah.
Because we did so much of this for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But did you hear about this Next Benedict thing?
No.
Quote, non-binary teenager in school. The news is making it sound like this person got their ass beat in the school restroom and then died the next day. What actually happened was some of the quote popular girls were at a table at lunch laughing. And this person, Next Benedict, took it personal, thinking they were laughing at him, her, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Filled up a water bottle and poured water all over these girls. So then later, I guess they all go into one of them goes into the bathroom, Next does, and then these other girls follow her in. They come back out, a teacher runs in, and about 20 seconds later, they all come out together. So it sounds like there's probably like a verbal screaming at each other match. There might have been punches thrown, I don't know. But the next day, this girl went, committed suicide.
Wow.
Had nothing to do with what happened, and Next was the one who started the altercation and admitted it because there is a police body cam footage available of the police talking to Next about this situation, saying, well, you're the one who started the fight. You're the one who's going to get taken away if someone gets taken away. But the news is making it sound like they wanted to beat up a tranny or a non-binary or whatever you want to call these folks. But, you know, basically they're trying to make him sound like a bunch of mean, evil bigots beat this person to death for being different. That's just not what happened. And we all know that amongst the trans community, suicide rate is higher than the rest of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's been a while since we brought it up on the show. I used to bring it up fairly often, the suicide hotline.
Mm-hmm.
You no longer have to dial that big, long toll-free number. You can just dial 988 like an emergency call, and there's actually, if you press 3 on these on this call, it'll transfer you immediately to a live person who's aware of the issues concerning the alphabet community and suicide. I think it's messed up that we're indulging these 13-year-olds' fantasies, but if I still don't want them to kill themselves, so go find help.
Exactly.
All right.
Oh, and I've got an update too, real quick, from Claire. Because we brought up the fact that we hadn't heard from our request from Donald Trump's office to
the
podcast, and she said we're still waiting for a reply.
That's too bad. Trump doesn't drink, so probably won't show up, huh?
Nope. And we don't have thousands of listeners either, so...
We don't have hundreds of listeners. I'm not even sure if we have dozens.
I think we're in the dozens range.
You think we're in the dozens? Like, multiple dozen?
Well, a dozen.
There you go! Well, you know, it takes a lot of energy to get this garbage show together every week, you know? Speaking of energy, Brian. Guapo, by the way, you know you got your shit muted, right? All right, didn't know if you knew that or not. California
Yes.
Is doing the most communist thing you can do and not actually being a communism to electricity now, aren't they?
Yep. They're basing it on the amount of money you make. If you make
not between, how much
not how much well it's gonna be how much you use and how much then there's gonna be an extra surcharge on top of that.
So, okay, so it's not a different rate, it's a surcharge.
Yeah. So if you make 28,000 to like 50 some thousand, it's gonna be an extra $34 a month. If you make more
extra
than that.
To make $28,000 a year and live in California,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And then, how do you live in California on 28 grand a year?
I don't think it's possible.
I don't think it is either, unless you're living in like a hostel or something.
I think we're talking about the coastal side, but not the we're thinking about the coastal. We're not.
You're thinking
about
Central California, where all the, the undocumented coastal. Migrant workers are at.
You mean where all the avocado farms are, where they're sucking down massive amounts of electricity and bringing in butt tons of money with their farm?
No, they're coming from Mexico now, so you know the cartel.
Okay, mostly avocados, but there's plenty of food produced. Oranges, how's that? Florida has a real issue with their oranges the last several years. And we're all getting our oranges from California lately.
Yeah.
How much energy is an orange farm consuming? Right?
Probably not. Yeah.
I imagine it's a significant amount, but most of it's probably diesel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, this is just another one of Newsom's plans to soak the rich.
So
eventually, even the rich are going to get tired of being soaked.
Well, I just don't understand
it's the middle
this
class,
idea of
dude.
Paying more. I don't understand the idea of paying more for your power because you made more money. Like, if I use less energy than the guy across town, but I made $10,000 a year more than him, I still have to pay more for my power? That seems kind of silly, doesn't it?
If you made $28,000 to $69,000, you're going to be charged an extra $20 to $34 a month, and those earning up to $180,000 a year are going to pay $51 to $73 a month, and then everybody that makes over $180,000 a year is going to pay $85 to $128 a month.
Hey, what are you guys paying for power a month right now?
Right about $100.
Yeah, so they're adding a surcharge of more than the energy you're using.
Yeah,
if you're successful.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it's just me, so I pay like $40 a month. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but okay, now which category do you fit into? You're gonna pay, I'm certain you're paying at least an extra $38 a month according to that model, right?
Yeah. How about we just pay as you go, like whatever you consume?
Yeah, that's what it is everywhere else
in the
country.
Yeah, so let's leave it as is.
We gotta finance the green energy projects.
You know what? Okay,
money
is
designed for is to get more green energy out there.
You know, they voted for this. Let them suck it up. Don't move out of California. Stay there. Leave with what your consequences. Don't move to another state because literally they're
Texas.
Moving out of the fucking wanted to turn Texas blue. No, stay there.
Austin's gone.
Don't move.
Austin's gone.
Yeah,
blue.
Exactly. They're moving to Texas and then they're voting the same way. And they're like, well, things are great in Texas. Let's go there and vote in the same policies. Like, you know, the policies are what caused this issue, right?
Mm-hmm. No, they don't. They don't. No, don't move out of fucking California. Stay there.
They don't have a clue.
I got folks here that voted. Well, you're right. They don't realize it because I got folks here that voted Democrat that are very upset about this migrant thing going on right now because I pointed out, hey, we could have solved the homeless issue apparently in Massachusetts, but chose not to. But all of a sudden, these people show up and we pull out of our pockets to help them instead of our own people.
Mm hmm.
I was talking to some of these Gen Zs. I think Gen Z, right? It's like early 20s, mid 20s.
I don't know.
I think so. You know, it's like, you're never going to be able to buy a house. You're never going to retire. I'm like, yeah, I know. I see what's going on. Like, yeah. And now look at all this food and money and housing we're giving to these folks just for showing up. And you're like, and they're like, well, I know, but what else are you going to do? I'm like, it came out of your pocket,
but let it come in.
Like, this is literally your tax money.
Mm-hmm.
And they had never thought of that before. I was like, you're voting for these policies.
They don't think. They just they let the emotions fucking govern their head and whatever the way they vote.
Yeah.
They just want to feel they're like, oh, I want to do something for them. You know, the other thing too, gonna sound fucking controversial, but it's true. Do not fucking give money to panhandlers. You're just gonna encourage them to keep coming more and more and more.
I think some panhandlers make more money than I make.
It was we talked about it on the show once. Remember that retired millionaire in California that used to go and panhandle on the weekends because he could bring in like $5,000. Just to see if he could. And see, that's the thing is, more than once I have offered folks food. The and wife did, I believe once in Boston. But this, I might be confusing this with myself. I remember she had an issue with a homeless dude in Boston once. It scared the crap out of her. The man was just not well. But I remember I actually went and bought the dude some food. And I brought him, I don't know, McDonald's or something. And he looks at me, he's like, what the fuck is this? I can't drink this.
There's too much sugar on it.
I was like, you said you were going to buy food with it. He's like, yeah, I lied. I was like, well, that's why I didn't give you cash. I'm just going to feed you habit, you know?
No, yeah.
And a lot of that is mental illness. Addiction is mental illness. And we need to figure out something to do about that. But giving in to these illnesses, like the methadone clinics, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you just come here and get fucked up on methadone or the safe houses where you can shoot up heroin and the cops won't show up. It's like, no, that's not the way to handle this, you know?
I forgot what state was about it. After 3 overdose, they're not going to give you no more resuscitation.
That's messed up.
Because how many times you have to resuscitate this person before, like, you know what? It's just you're going to take
money. It seems like you're trying to kill yourself.
Yeah, you want to take resources to one person. We could spread it out to other people. They by accident they overdose on medical.
Speaking of did you hear about what Pittsburgh just did?
No, enlighten me.
Pittsburgh, there will only be 20 police officers on staff between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. And they will not respond to any calls that are not absolute emergencies, to include a non-emergency call includes home invasion.
Will AI be handling all the calls?
Oh, no, you can call in and report whatever's happening, and they'll take your report over the phone, but no one's going to come out to do shit. So it's like, someone broke into my house. Like, okay, well, we'll be in tomorrow morning to investigate. It's like, no, they're in my house now.
Call it between business hours 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah, and I swear, as soon as you say, I'm loading my gun.
This is an emergency that's better than a real emergency. We will talk to you. If not, please leave a message.
Yeah, it's a fucking purge. Like, this is.
You know what?
There's only 20 cops on duty in the middle of the night. Okay, obviously, we're going to go smash every storefront and steal everything. You know what I mean?
Well, I hope they fucking bought it for fucking concealed carry permit and non-concealed carry permit, you know? This is what happens when you vote the way you want. You know, like, oh, I feel this way about cops, you know? Like, okay, now you don't got no more cops.
Hey, after a little bit of thinking, and on this show I said it several times, but hey, I thought about it for a little while, and I actually agreed with them on the defund the police thing.
Yeah, you know, just... Do you know they always show up at the end of the fucking most of the time? They just go show up, collect evidence. That's it, you know.
Yeah, well, yes, but that's not even where I was going with it. The police are appointed, like the person in charge of the police, the commissioner or the chief or whichever type of municipality you live in, is appointed by elected officials.
Yeah, there's
So mayor. Why don't we say, you're right, let's not fund a police department. Instead, let's keep the sheriffs on hand, the sheriff's department on hand. The sheriff is elected directly by the people.
Yeah. Enforce and does she just patrol, you know?
You have your sheriff and your sheriff's deputies, and they do the same job the police do. It's completely legal. It's what we had before police showed up. But individual municipalities wanted their own police departments.
Mm-hmm. At least you had their whole accountable to the people.
By the way, that place I'm looking at in West Virginia trying to purchase,
Yeah.
The county has 117 people living in it.
Mm. Nice. Hey, you know what? You can persuade to keep that county red, dude.
Talk oh, dude, it's deep mega country. Are you kidding me? I am going to be considered
like, if it was blue, you could maintain it red, you know, just persuade like 66 people every year, you know.
Well, the thing is, remember, I'm not a Republican. They're going to look at me funny because I'm a libertarian. But at
no, least that's fine, but you
Republicans,
can persuade,
yeah. At least Republicans will have a decent conversation with you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I looked it up today because I was like, okay, it looks like this deal is going to go through. And I just had a general, what's going on in the news in, you know, Webster Springs?
Mm-hmm. Big stuff,
5 days, 5 days ago, some dude was picked up for attempted murder. He met someone at a park and then smashed him in the head with a full beer can. And when she passed out unconscious, this dude stomped on her head until someone else ran up and got involved, who then got their jaw broken trying to fight back with this guy before his buddy took him out of there. I was like, holy crap. Like, why didn't any of these people have a gun?
Like, I thought everyone in West Virginia had a gun.
I thought everyone did. I thought it was the law.
No, it's the law. Doesn't mean you enforced it.
I see you smash my wife in the head with a full beer can that hasn't been opened. I'm shooting you. Yeah. Period. You tried to kill her, but he's being brought up on attempted murder charges and fleeing the scene of a crime. All right, Brian, tell me what's remember that San Francisco? Kansas City. I'm sorry.
Different. Oh yeah. The Leibel Sports Blog. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
I want to say Spinner.
Deadspin.
Deadspin, yeah.
Deadspin.
That reported on they smeared that 9-year-old Kansas City fan because he was blackface.
Remember, he was red on the other side. And they're like, oh, he pissed off two coaches at the same time. And it turns out this kid's like grandfather is on like the council of elders in the tribe.
Yeah. Yeah. So the organization was sold by the parent company. And everybody was let go this week.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, they tanked the company with that article, period. Like, they got blown up because there was no fact-checking. This was a hit piece.
And the former CEO saying, we weren't trying to sell the company. Lies, lies, lies.
Did you hear they got 30 minutes notice of being let being fired?
Well, that's what happened when you go woke, dude.
Yeah, they got like 30 minutes. And I was like, come get your shit now. And they were in a different state at some kind of convention because they were on strike for something stupid. And they're like, yeah, okay, you're all fired. I just wanted to buy the name of the company, you know, and the hardware.
It's like the Google Play. All the guys got fired while they were telling the city council to get involved with Google to get better job conditions. Like, hold on. You work in the office. You want more better job conditions? Yo, let go.
Yeah. You work in an AC space at a desk and you're bitching about the conditions of your workspace.
Yeah.
Like, do you have any idea what the welder on the Navy ship is dealing with right now? Or the jet turbine mechanic is dealing
they
with?
They don't fucking understand that, though. Like,
If this dude fucks up, he's going to lose at least 4 fingers, might die, you know? Mm-hmm. You screw up, you hit delete.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. So...
By the way, while that's up, why won't the people of the United States vote for a blue collar to be president of the United States? Or do we not know because no one's tried it in 100 years?
The requirement is so hard, dude. Like, you need to have a lot of money. Even to be a senator, you need to have a lot of money.
You just need funding. But, okay, so you work as a plumber, and then you run for Congress. You get a shot in Congress for a term or two.
Yep.
Then you hop to senator just like Obama. One term as a senator, boom, president of the United States.
There you go. See,
why do you have to be a lawyer? Why can't it be the guy who understands the working condition of the average American? Like, we have fucking octogenarians running for office.
They produce the lawyers. I mean, the lawyer school produce fucking people that speak the way they do.
See, yeah, I think the average American would love to hear from someone who understands what real work is, you know? Maybe that's just me.
No, I think you're right. I think they definitely would want to hear from somebody that actually works.
At least, I don't know.
Well, we got a trucker for New Jersey, dude. Like, he only paid like $89 and beat the second.
Yeah, well, we haven't heard anything from him, though.
Oh, probably, you know, I forgot his name.
Yeah, no, you're right. And there's that, like,
it's just people that step up. Nobody's stepping up.
He's a junior, junior college. He just got the nomination for congressman, too.
Yeah, it's just
people that fucking step up. North Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, and you got North Carolina, the lieutenant governor, dude. He made a great speech about gun control, and now he's the lieutenant governor, and probably the governor of North Carolina.
I have no idea who you're talking about, but
you don't know what you hear about that.
No, let's move on to Uvalde. There's been an update. For anyone who let's do a quick refresh. This is where the shooter was loose in a elementary school, was it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the cops showed up and decided not to enter the building because someone had a gun. Well, fuck you, bitch. Why did the cops show up then? That's why you were called. And a Border Patrol agent borrowed a shotgun from his barber and went and stopped the shooter.
Yeah.
Well, the police were cleared of all wrongdoing or negligence.
But, oh.
Well, check this out. Is it the police chief? Yeah. The police chief was so offended by this that he resigned his position, saying, if no one's going to be held responsible, I will.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, that's classy. I think so. He's like, well, you know what? If no one's responsible, I guess I am, because I'm the guy who's in charge.
Yeah.
I can respect that. But unfortunately, because his boys didn't respond, children died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do
you know what he should have done? He just relieved all of the guys who were involved, fire them, fuck it. And after that, he quit.
Fire every single one of them that didn't go in the building.
Then he quit, you know.
No, you're right. Actually, that would have been great. You're all fired.
You're all fired, and I quit. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that would have been perfect.
And marking the permanent record
why they got fired.
And then see who's going to hire them. You know what? I'm not taking a chance with this guy. He's a fucking
coward. When you apply for another job, it's like, oh, you the guy who didn't go into the school to save the kids?
A quarterback came right now on the Monday morning. But
the argument was there was a gun in the the reason why no one was found liable was because there was a gun, an active shooter, and it's against human instinct to go into somewhere you're going to get shot. And I was like, first of all, you will get shot in the back in the military for turning around and running away in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
What if a firefighter refused to go into a building because it's on fire?
It's a human instinct not to do his job. That's the job. You train for that, you know?
Yeah. And apparently they weren't training well enough, which is, again, why the chief said, I guess it's my fault. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They should have been running drills, man. Run more drills, because you train as you fight, and you fight like you train.
Even though, this is the other thing I hate, too. Like, people's like, well, I'm not working anymore, so I don't need to train anymore. No, you keep studying. You keep improving yourself just to become a better person that you are.
When shit goes down, be ready.
Yeah.
No one expects to be there when someone pulls out a gun and just starts shooting.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? Are you going to curl up in a ball and urinate on yourself, or... bring it up when I come back to New York about the dude who wrestled the gun away from a dude.
Yeah.
And the guys in Tennessee, the cop in Tennessee shot the person in the school. Dude, they did a phenomenal job to respond there real quick. They were clearing room after they got to the person, you know. And that's happening within months apart.
We've been talking about Boeing for a little bit.
The Clintons are still in action.
Oh. What are the Clintons doing?
They're still Epsteining people.
Now, this is Boeing.
Wow. All right, people. I was going to bring up the one after this first. I put them in the wrong order, but all right.
Okay. But yeah, this Boeing whistleblower magically committed suicide the day after he gave his deposition.
Did he shoot himself twice in the back of the head?
No, I don't think so this time. It's only once, but I don't know how he committed suicide. But everybody that knew him said that he was very happy and he was showing no suicidal tendencies.
Not just that, but apparently he did like a recording he gave somebody, like a close dear friend is, and said, "I am not suicidal. If this happens, I was assassinated."
Yeah.
Well, remember, Boeing is the one that just had the panel rip off mid-flight.
And just recently, too, they got another panel rip off.
They had another one. This is the sixth time in a week they've had safety issues on Boeings in the air.
Dude, they don't.
Well, yeah. Here's the issue that, from what I understand, from what I've heard, is these aircraft have been in use for like a long time. I'm not sure what a long time, 30 years maybe. And other nations aren't using them anymore. They've purchased new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the issue has been the maintenance, not the production. They haven't been maintained properly.
There've been a lot of DEI hiring too. You know.
Yeah, this was something that was brought up by Elon Musk right before. Well, shit, another Boeing just took a giant nosedive and broke people's noses and bones and stuff. Because pilot's chair shifted and he hit a fucking lever or something.
Mm.
Hit a switch.
Yeah.
And remember, we will circle back to Boeing because Boeing is a major, major, major sales company to the United States for weaponry.
Yeah.
I don't know if everyone realized that. Just like Rolls-Royce, make weapons for the United States military.
You know who makes weapons? You're not realizing it too?
A lot of people.
Samsung.
I'm not surprised by that. They're very good with their technologies, and I'm not surprised.
In South Korea, there's 13%, you know, death and taxes, and Samsung. Samsung own farms. Samsung own a lot.
I know. I should have bought stock in Samsung, huh?
Yeah.
Do they have sprinkle parties?
I have no idea what that is, but all right.
We were talking about that today.
Hello, Gabby.
Okay.
I got to pee. Tell me. Okay. There's been another fucking whale washed up on the same 200 mile stretch of a beach.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
This one's showing signs of it got caught in the net or something. It's showing it has scars on its body.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I heard this over the radio and I was sharing with you guys, like a well got washed ashore.
Uh-huh.
And I found another one in Florida too. Like, what the hell, man? So, like, I don't know what's going on out there. So it's crazy, dude. Four wells. Probably the one in Florida too. I didn't look. That wasn't my objection to get to it. I should have probably read that.
I can't remember when we've had this many whales come ashore this early in the year.
Yeah. It's not even that water's not even warm yet, you know.
Nope.
Yeah.
So, did you hear about this semi truck that decided to go through the downtown tunnel? But there was only one problem with that.
Yeah, it was like too hot. It just scraped the bottom at the top of the tunnel. Yeah, I'm the one to share that shit. Like, what the hell?
And luckily, you end up getting stuck in there.
Yeah, when I drive around, I always keep a lookout at the signs to see what's the traffic look like.
Uh-huh.
The tunnels back up and stuff like that. So, and I saw it towards the end of the day, I was like, oh, shoot, that's crazy.
Because he wasn't paying attention to how tall his truck was and how tall the tunnel was.
Yeah, there's it's little signs that they're like, hey, tell you, like, hey, pull over, you too high. And they ignore that stuff sometimes. Because after a while, you just look at the road, just keep driving, you know, you just tunnel vision, basically. Yeah. Tunnel vision, talking about tunnel. But yeah. Yeah, so it happens, you know, and I'm especially the thing. I
wonder how many hours it took him to get that truck out of there.
It was with a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm driving around all day, so it didn't affect me at all.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was so surprised I wasn't part of that affected me. I've been going to Virginia Beach a lot.
And I know we talked about this this 3-year-old son that came missing, and there's like a huge search party out looking for him for weeks.
Uh-huh.
And the father was finally arrested, and the trial happened last week, and the father was found guilty of killing his 3-year-old son.
Did we find the body yet?
No, they're never gonna find that body.
Oh yeah, fuck. All right.
There's too many ways to dispose of a body around here.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
That's one of the charges, you know. He was found guilty of concealing a dead body. Damn. And they're saying he was probably the kid probably was dead for like 3 months before he was reported missing.
Does Virginia have the capital penalty?
I think
we don't have the death penalty anymore.
I think we do.
No, the liberals got rid of it.
Because I was going to say that is an executable offense to.
I fuck a 3-year-old dude.
And then the covering it up so much for so long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is the what gets a jury to say, yeah, no, go ahead and do it. Like, this dude doesn't deserve life. Not just that, but next asshole who might do the same thing is going to go, shit, they'll fucking execute me for that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. When the Dems were in charge of all three branches of the legislature, they eliminated the death penalty.
March 24, 2021.
They put a lot of policies in place that have been in place that in Virginia, the local news we're getting out of Virginia is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've noticed it, right?
Oh yeah.
Like the high school butt raping, and they called the father who was upset about his daughter being butt raped in high school. They called him a domestic terrorist and put him on a watch list. And it's like
And
what the fuck is going on in Virginia?
Yeah, it's Northern Virginia. The Fairfax County schools have come up with an opt-out policy that people don't have to come and listen to the Holocaust survivor talk if they don't want to.
Now, I listened to what they said. I read the statement when they were saying, everyone has different experiences, and we understand if this, you know, might be upsetting. Now, had they said something along the lines of, my family was involved in the Holocaust, many of my relatives were killed in the Holocaust, my family fled Nazi Germany, I would rather not be confronted with this right now as a child, i.e. the parents saying that. Mm-hmm. I could understand, but they said they didn't say that. It sounded like they were saying if you are pro-Palestinian, you don't have to listen to the Jew talk about the Holocaust.
Oh, I see.
That's the way it came across to me anyway.
Yeah.
And
I mean, this is not stuff to show to the 8th grade. The middle school, probably high school, about to graduate.
We didn't have a Holocaust survivor come to our school, but we learned all about the Holocaust in junior high.
Well, you didn't learn this in middle school. You learned this in high school.
No, it was definitely junior high, middle school.
Middle school.
7th and 8th grade.
Mm, okay.
When we did world history, we went through World War I and World War II.
Okay.
They teach you all about slavery in elementary school, dude. Like, that's a pretty fucking heavy subject too, isn't it?
That's true. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But you can't listen to about the attempted extermination of an ethnicity of people?
Nope. Not allowed.
Criminy. And the best part is the folks that are so upset about it are the ones that used to call people Nazis a couple of years ago.
Yeah. They turned out to be the hypocrisy.
Jerry Seinfeld recently was leaving some kind of convention in New York City. It's something to do with Jewish people. I don't remember what it was, and I feel like an ass because it's just like, oh, it's a Jew festival. But something about what was going on. And he was just leaving, and people started yelling at him like, Nazi, Nazi. And I was like, you calling the Jew a Nazi? So he just waved and said, thank you, I love you too, and got in his car and left. But right. Still.
This is from the left, dude. Whatever you disagree with them, they're just going to call you Nazi because of fucking Donald Trump, you know?
Yeah,
so now.
But now you're saying kill the Jews and calling them Nazis.
This is what happened when you let fucking idiots do, you know, instead of like, instead of the left turning it back down, like, hey guys, calm down. This is now what, you know, now you're going to just doesn't mean nothing now.
Yeah, you know? Well, that
like we're calling somebody that. Racism, like, doesn't mean shit no more.
Oh, no, you call someone racist these days, it's almost a badge of honor.
Whatever. Yeah,
that just means I proved you wrong just and you couldn't respond to it.
Yeah.
Well, I can't argue your point, so therefore you're a racist. It's like,
yeah. You won, basically. You're telling me.
Oh, here we go. Let's bring up some Michigan. We haven't brought Michigan in a while, except for Dearborn comes up every now and then.
This is not the only battery plant that's being built by a Chinese-led company in Michigan. There's another one near my hometown, and some people are very excited about all the jobs it's going to bring, and others are pissed off because they got rid of a bunch of farmland that was growing crops. But this town is further away from me into the state, and it's a rural area, and a whole bunch of people were just elected in the office that but basically campaigned against the battery plant, and that's probably why they won. And the water line was already approved by the previous administration, and when this group came in, they revoked the water line and permit. So now the company that wants the Chinese company that wants to put the battery plant in is suing because the plans were revoked.
Well, no, I understand the lawsuit. Honestly, you guys approved this shit. We went and invested a bunch of money to get this stuff done, and then you go ahead and say, no, you can't do it. I understand the lawsuit. They might have to pay out for this. But if the people don't want a battery plant, they're going to stop it. They'll pay them back what they paid. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either that or lose out and put in an electric vehicle battery plant. Which, by the way, okay, we're having issues funding electricity right now. Now you're saying everyone has to have an electric car in the next couple of years, according to Biden, right?
Yeah.
Where's this power going to come from?
Solar and wind.
Solar and wind are gonna fuel all the AI that's running and all these electric vehicles that have to plug in every 12 hours.
Just imagine if we use solar and wind as a weapon nowadays. You know who made that comment?
No.
Kamala Harris.
Oh. I've used solar as a weapon before. I've used a giant magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
Burn mm-hmm. shit up. So, no, okay. Uh-huh. What the fuck is going on with Harvard University, dude?
It's shit now, dude. All this fucking university is shit now. The degree is worthless now.
They keep making big news about more and more people get caught plagiarizing, right?
It's not. Well,
now this professor who's like written 100 papers, 100 plus papers that have been published. She's won awards, big deal scientist in why people lie and stuff like that. Turns out she changed the outcome of her experiments to back up her thesis or her hypothesis.
Of course she did.
She was fraudulent in her 4 studies about being fraudulent.
Let me ask, and is anything going to happen to her?
Probably not.
She should lose her job.
No, she's going to fall up.
She should lose her job, and she should lose her doctorship.
She should, but she's going to fall up.
Her thesis was probably plagiarized, too.
Well, the damn president that was busted for plagiarism in her thesis still has her PhD and is teaching at Harvard. She's just not the president anymore.
Yeah, to fall up, to get a better job, to get more pay.
Okay, you do well enough to get in school to get into Harvard and somehow get through the screening process. You get out because you didn't get granted a giant scholarship because let's just say you're a heterosexual white dude.
Mm-hmm.
So you owe, let's just guess. What do you think it costs for 4 years of education, assuming you didn't go for a PhD to go to Harvard?
Probably 200, 300.
Right, well, let's just say 150.
Mm-hmm.
You come out with $150,000 in debt. You studied lesbian dance theory. You can't find work. Yeah, you can't find work. You don't understand how the world works. You owe 150 grand that just keeps growing and growing and growing in interest. It sounds like this is just a giant trap for the government to steal all of your money from you.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
it is. Duh.
And then Joe Biden's like, oh, we'll fix that problem. We'll just make sure that the guy who didn't get to go to school because he went to trade school because he understood that people need to fix fucking trucks.
Instead of dancing for life.
Yeah, he's paying for this person's Harvard education.
Mm.
What the fuck? People don't realize that. Oh, no, the government paid it off. Well, the government doesn't have fucking money.
Nope.
They fucking take your money, pay for that shit.
Yeah. They have to tax all the government cannot give to one that which it did not take from another.
Yeah, they should not be involved with anything. They should just involve in laws. That's it. They should not be borrowing money.
As far as student loans go, I'm actually cool with saying let's eliminate all interest. And if you've already if you've even paid off your initial principal and then paid interest, we're gonna give you tax credits.
Yeah.
Over so many years to get back that money that you paid over your initial cost. I am cool with that, honestly.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to do government loans education,
this should not be government loans at all. No, that should
I agree 100%. That was a huge mistake.
It should be tomorrow, government loan. Like,
President Obama.
Who was
streamline the process?
Yeah. Who was the congresswoman, or maybe it was a senator? That was grilling these schools about the loans that these kids owe back. Maxine, like, oh, don't you think it's talking to the banks about it recently? Yeah, it's like actually, the federal government took that away from us. This is your fault.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah. And she's the one that Maxine Waters. That was the one.
It wasn't Maxine. She's the same one who told people to attack Trump supporters, right?
Yeah. And now Yeah.
Oh, have you seen the gasoline station? Get in their face. Tell them they're not welcome here. I was like, fuck.
I hope AOC likes that shit now.
That's actually in here. It's under New York.
Oh, okay.
There's so much shit going on in New York.
Today.
Dude, hey, what if fuck Escape from New York is a documentary to get the fuck out of before it turned out to be
a documentary from the future.
Yeah.
Brian and I actually wrote it in the future and made it. Yeah. And yeah. From and, exactly. It was
in Escape LA, is another fucking liberal city too.
Yeah, it's because Brian and I are from the future.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Check this out. Massachusetts, this town, I believe this town is, hold on. Which one is this one? Okay, this is the kids. This town doesn't border my town, but it borders the one next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Rockland. I think it was eighth graders. It was definitely eighth graders, but I think it was six of them that have been arrested for mean internet posts.
Oh, no, not that.
Now, they found some bullshit charges to bring up, but these kids basically said some mean things on the internet. And from what I saw, they were actually pretty mean. They really were. It was just mean and hateful. But your speech is protected in this nation.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't, because I respect Guapo, but legally speaking, I can call you a dirty fucking spick, couldn't I?
Yeah.
but I wouldn't, because that's not nice, and you're not Spanish.
I am. Well, yeah, speak Spanish.
Historically, if you go far enough, yeah, okay, and I'm English too, all right?
By the way, the language I speak is not Spanish.
Española?
No, Castellano, from Catalan.
Oh, all right. So it's it is Spanish. It's a dialect, right?
No. It's like the king from Castillo. That's the name. That's the city from, and that's like England is wrong. Well, English and stuff, but
well, they get the Welsh.
Instead of the name of the country, instead of the name of the state, Castellano. That's the name of the language. It's not Spanish because Spanish come from Spain, but Spain is, you know, there's another language and stuff in there too. But the name of the Spanish that I speak is everybody in Latin America and everybody speak is Castellano. That's the name of the language.
So it's almost like a Creole. It's like what when two languages mix together and
No. That's the name of it. It's not. It's the Spanish. Yes, it's come from Spain. But when you go to Spain, does this language come from? Castillo.
That's why I said region. Creole, because Creole is French, yes. And it's local to like Louisiana for the most part, and it's a dirty French splashed together with a little bit of English.
Yeah, when you go to France, like what is language? Where in France come this the language of French? Because there's a lot of like dialects and stuff like that. No, it's come from this region. You almost pinpointed the name of it. You know.
All right.
Moving on. Talk about Creole.
Also in Massachusetts, we had a 20-something-year-old Haitian migrant who was here on Biden's program bringing these folks over, raped a, I believe, 15-year-old girl in a migrant shelter in Massachusetts.
And he won't be deported.
No, he's here technically, legally, because Biden like put a thing aside specifically for this. Yeah. It's not. She's also a Haitian migrant or refugee, I suppose you could use at this point, because for real, those folks do need help. Problem is, we need better vetting processes. It's unclear if they knew each other before this attack, but. This is the kind of garbage you bring in when you say, bring everyone in here. Yeah. You know, to quote Trump, they're not sending their best and brightest. You know what I mean? Those people that do come here are coming in through the gates properly for opportunity. Fuck. Sorry, man. I'm just getting frustrated because you have to pay attention to who's coming across the border. We've already had literal dozens of known terrorists cross the border, and we knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're just in the nation because we don't do shit on the southern border.
Right.
And somehow Biden's blaming Trump.
Yep.
Trump tried to build a fucking wall, and you guys stopped him.
It's always somebody else's fault. It's never a Democrat's fault.
Oh.
You got a uniform tonight.
Huh?
You're not wearing the proper color.
Oh, green?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what's funny is Scituate.
They have a big green St. Paddy's Day parade.
Most Irish town in the United States. Over 60% of the population has Irish lineage because Scituate has 5 beaches, and the Irish showed up and used to farm seaweed, believe it or not.
Hmm.
For whatever it is they did with seaweed back in the day. And their descendants are still there and in South Boston. Mm-mm. Big deal. Big deal. So that's one of the whitest places in this country.
I think the other one would be Tangier Island.
Yeah, it's pretty white there, too.
Yeah, it's like
there's a like tiny 50 island. People that live there, so.
Yeah, well, what? Oh, my God. What's the one where we have, not Guam, the other one, Diego Garcia.
Yeah,
that's the one in the Indian Ocean.
There's that's like, owned by England.
Yeah, but there's like 80 people that live there, plus whatever United States Navy ship is there.
Yeah.
So, Haiti, that on the more Haiti, there's a gang, a cannibal gang, and a leader named Barbecue that's running around taking care of the country now.
Now, here's the crazy thing is he's got video of him torching a body and then cutting off a piece of its leg flesh and eating it. But that's not why they call him Barbecue.
Because they like to torture people. But
no, he's been Barbecue his whole life because his mom used to sell barbecue chicken on the side of the road.
Oh, wow.
No, he's just living up to his name.
I know. I was like, wow, what a, how did that line up so great for you, buddy? Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, this video of this dude like eating people and like, and MSNBC and CNN, like, oh, well, he doesn't eat. He's not an actual cannibal. He's not eating people to like survive. This is just an intimidation tactic. I don't care. Once you eat human, you're a fucking cannibal.
Yeah, exactly.
Who was that CNN like reporter that ate that dude's brain?
Fucking CNN, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You went to some tribe and he's like, I'm going to try it. And ate it. And I was like, dude, like once a cannibal, always, you could never not have, you can never go back and unring that bell.
Right.
So Tim Pool brought this up in the show like a few years ago when Trump was like, why are we bringing people from shithole countries, you know?
The
like,
shithole countries.
El Salvador and Hades and shit like that. And everybody's like, oh, Hades, okay, you know? So everybody went to Hades and started taking pictures of the fucking actors and stuff.
Conan.
And El Salvador did a 180, you know, like went from one of the shittiest countries well, to one of the most.
They elected the guy in charge now.
Bukele, yeah.
Okay. And he was like, I'm going to crack down on the gang crime. And they called him this fascist and dictator. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now look at Haiti. Their national currency is Bitcoin. Have you looked at Bitcoin?
Yeah, Salvador, yeah.
No, have you looked at what's the value of Bitcoin?
$76,000.
Oh.
And Haiti's one of the oldest.
It hit 72,000 the other day.
In the world. Yeah.
Was that?
Haiti's one of the oldest democracies in the world.
I don't know what we consider a democracy anymore.
But so funny enough, I was reading an Instagram post from Bukele.
That is pretty funny that you know how to read.
From El Salvador. He's like, hey, if the NATO want me to, I send my troops over there to fix this shit up right now in Haiti. Like,
Yeah, I thought that was the thing that was going to happen. That South Africa was sending troops to Haiti.
No, El Salvador is going to send fucking troops to Haiti. So I think they should let Dominican Republic just take over. You know what? This is a failed state, take over, you know?
The Dominican is building a wall.
They're not.
But I'm saying, like, they should let, like, if you know what? This is a perfect opportunity for Dominican Republic to take over the entire island. And
the prime minister, the Haitian prime minister, just resigned.
He's in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, and he ain't going back.
Yeah, he was out of the country. He's been out of the country for a long time. The gangs take over, say, resign. He's like, okay.
Hmm.
You're right. The Dominicans should show up with military force and literally just take it over.
Yeah.
Like, boom, this is ours now. What are you going to do to stop it? You got a bunch of gang leaders with 50-year-old automatic rifles? Come on.
Yeah, and you know what? And just let them, you know, fuck it. It's a failed state. They didn't work out. It's just open.
Yeah, they tried. It didn't work. Let's let the island unite under one functioning government, because the Dominican's doing great.
Oh, yeah. So let them do it, you know, fuck it.
Especially baseball players, dude. Oh, my God.
Dude,
they spit out base. Huh?
Yeah, just imagine how many baseball players come out of Haiti and Dominican Republic.
Yeah! let's make professional athletes instead of gang leaders, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, Pedro Martinez was Dominican, I believe.
I was telling Brian, El Salvador president just saying, like, told UN, like, dude, you fucking send me the armament. I sent my troops over there to take over the island right now.
Like, no damn. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Good for El Salvador. They got so they made some good money, and they just put it on the table. They slapped it out on the table and said, have a look at it. Pull out your tape measure.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know what? That's good for the country because all these young people, you know what? It's risky business, but you get paid for it, you get rewarded, and you get experience for the country for militarized purpose, you know, so nobody will fuck with El Salvador, like, after that, like, no, this motherfucker just took over the entire half of Haiti, and, you know. There's intimidation purpose, too, you know.
Well, remember, like I said, they attached their, El Salvador attached the currency to Bitcoin, and they're using a literal volcano. The geothermal energy of a volcano to power Bitcoin mining to bring more money into their economy. This was fucking brilliant, dude. There are tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of El Salvadorian Americans right now migrating back to El Salvador because it's so nice down there.
Dude, I've seen videos of Russians calling themselves Russian Salvadorian now. Like, what? Everybody's moving over there. Like, dude, why not? It's tropical, nice weather, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That, we had to send one of our Marine Security Fast Action Forces to Haiti too.
This is what we talked about this last week, saying how they're gonna send one unit. Like, that sounds like a spec op team. What are they doing?
No,
turns out they airlifted out the embassy.
Well, no, they're still up. The embassy's still open.
Okay, they airlifted out anyone who matters from the embassy and left the Marines behind.
They took out all the non-essential workers. The ambassador's still there.
He should have taken off, too. Are you kidding me?
The
prime minister resigned. Get the F out. Huh?
Dude, if they got an ego boost, though. This is fucking from fucking Tripoli. What's the name of the Tripoli? The 13 hours fucking guy that just stand by, you know. The ambassador, friends for the Clintons.
Oh, you mean Secretary Clinton? She left him behind.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, what ambassador. Difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, like this ambassador's not gonna leave.
Yeah, he was in Tripoli. He wasn't in. He was in a consulate.
Yeah,
he wasn't at the actual embassy when the fighting still got.
Yeah, but they're not going to leave because they're egotistical. Oh, I can fix this. You know, I can do this. You know, they're not going to leave them.
Yeah, when she was like, at this point, or at this time, what difference does it make? It's like,
tell that to his family.
Yeah, you left them to die. Mm-hmm. That's what difference it makes.
And the funny thing, this was a secret embassy, too. You know, nobody knew this fucking shit was there. No wonder nobody responded to.
The fucking United States knew. The Secretary of State knew.
She knew, yes, but not the rest of the military. Nobody else knew.
And they asked for security enforcements for that location too, and they were denied.
Yeah, because they need to know basis too. You know, like
any self-respecting administration when that happened, Hillary Clinton would have been kicked out of office. But since she didn't.
Yeah,
well, he wasn't held accountable for anything. So
no of the Democrats are held accountable for anything. Look at what happened in Georgia right now.
I will get to that. I'm sure it's.
Oh, are we?
I'm fucking pissed. About
Fanny, we don't have any Fanny topics in here.
I thought that was in New York.
No,
that's Georgia.
I don't know why I put it in New York.
You got it in New York. That's fine. Well, it's at the bottom of New York. Yeah, so didn't we talk about the State of the Union address already?
We did, but people are calling it the hate of union because the left-wing media came out saying how great it was and how strong it was and it showed
his virility. It was a campaign speech.
And apparently it's the same one he's done the last three times.
Yeah, because I played the clip.
Yeah. But apparently it broke records in terms of unpopularity with the people.
No shit, I could have told you that a while ago. Nobody likes us.
And during the State of the Union, Biden, remember he mispronounced Lincoln Riley's name?
Lincoln Riley, yeah.
Called her Blinken, or I'm sorry, Lincoln.
Yeah.
And called the rapist slash murderer.
Illegal alien.
Illegal. Well, he came out and apologized to the rapist murderer for calling me illegal, but not for getting Lincoln Riley's name wrong.
That's not important.
Yeah, to the Democrats right now.
Wow. I bet if you voted Democrat, your daughter was raped and murdered in such a way. And then they apologized to the murderer and not to you for getting your daughter's name wrong. You might think twice about voting that way.
You'd think that.
You know what? You think that, yeah, they're fucking idiots, dude. Like, a woman, her daughter got killed, and she still sympathized with the fucking killer, dude.
Well, she doesn't, dude. Actually. This woman was pissed. She was on Fox News and everything
But in general, you vote Democrat, and was somebody kill your fucking kid or something?
We talked about it.
You still sympathize with the fucking killer, dude. This is fucking stupid, dude. Like, wow.
We talked about this recently in the show when that one dude was threatening to kill a dude and his wife, and they called the cops, and the cops show up, and they didn't want the person arrested because that person was black, and they were going to come off as racist, and they were white. And the female cop that was talking to him was a black woman saying, that's not how things work. And the white folks were like, yes, it is. I'm racist, period, and you know this.
Oh my God! See, this is I got no sympathy no more for Democrats like that, dude. I'm sorry, dude. You got killed, and you're gonna be sympathized with the murder. I don't give a shit no more. Whatever. That's why I don't want them to leave the state. Let the fucking fail state. Let it turn into another fucking Haiti. You know, California, New York. Let them suffer, dude.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, and like fucking remember to say we're not gonna go after Trump. That New York fucking prosecutor is like, oh, I'm not gonna, nobody else, that's it, nobody else. They're going to a fucking meat factory right now because they're producing too much money. And they're going after.
That's idiot too, actually.
Fuck it, let the suffer. Let the fucking, you voted for this idiot, you're gonna pay for it. Fuck it. Stay there, don't leave, suffer. I'm pissed, dude. I'm tired of this bullshit, dude.
That's why I'm excited to leave Massachusetts, man. I got to get away from these the politics here.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all. I just... And I understand, if this is how these folks want to live, I can accept that. I don't want to live this way.
Yeah, and you're not going to fucking do the same policy they fucking subjected yourself to, you know?
No, I'll vote the same way I always have, my conscience. Mm-hmm. And,
at least you do your research. I'm most of people,
especially now. First time I voted Bill Clinton because, mm-hmm. Well, because he had
I voted for Jimmy Carter.
No, Bill Clinton, dude, this is 95.
Maybe I did.
You mean Bush?
For re-election.
When it was, no, dude, when Bush came in office, early 2000.
I'm pretty sure Clinton only did one term, right?
Two terms.
I thought he did one.
No, he did two terms after fucking Nixon.
No, what?
Nixon? It was before. I forgot who it was after.
Because, Carter.
Is it Carter?
And yet, no, okay. You had Reagan before, and then Carter. Before you.
Bush. The other Bush. Yeah. The other Bush.
I'm just saying, like,
he did one term. Yeah, Bush did one term. Clinton did two terms.
Okay, so it was the second term that I think it was that Clinton ran.
Are you too young for that shit, dude?
I don't think so. I'm 41, but all right.
Yeah, I'm 41 too, and I remember Bill Clinton in the
90s. Maybe, I don't know. I just remember, maybe it was in a high school thing when I said I would vote Clinton. Okay. It might have been, I'm not sure, during like a mock government. But that was because of his budget plan that had us debt free. By now we would be debt free.
Mm-hmm.
And now instead it's doubled, more than doubled under every president.
Yeah.
Anyway, So they're still blaming Trump for the border, right? Somehow.
Yeah.
You see this shit?
President Biden campaigned about the border in 2020.
Saying he was literally going to open it up and let people in this country.
Yep. I was trying to see if there was video attached to this thing, but there isn't, so.
No, there's not. There's a big old article, though. And you know, the Biden plan for securing our values as a nation of immigrants. And he, well, that was actually a big part of it. There you go. It was him saying, oh, unless you're an indigenous peoples living on a reservation these days, there's been migration in your history coming here. It's like, mm-hmm. Yes.
Except for Elizabeth yes. Warren.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm still laughing so hard about that. She took the test after claiming she was native. And then it turned out she was so white. She might be the whitest person on the planet. No, her indigenous people blood, Native American blood, was less than the average human being has Neanderthal blood.
Like less, like 3,000% Native American, like less than 0.3 thousand. Oh, so it's a percentage of it. Yeah,
like, no, she was like 164th.
Yes, so there's the Native American.
Yeah, well, the average human being has twice as much Neanderthal genes left.
Probably that's where they got it from. Like, why? Why are they even giving a stupid number like that? Native America? No, you fucking Caucasian. You got non-Native America.
No. You are. Look at the woman. Like, oh, I have high cheekbones. That means I'm Abernathy.
That's how you know it. You know it by your cheekbones.
No, but you know what? Yeah. Like when this says like, hey, 1,000 of a fucking percentage in America, they could have just said like, no, you're not.
No, she gets a sunburn if someone turns on the fucking lamp. Okay, she's not a Native American.
No, but I said the result people start to give it like how much Native American is like one. No, like you too white. We cannot find nothing. You know, it's too minuscule. That's it.
Negative. That's how much you are.
Negative. Yeah. Why did they say that? Like instead of like giving the.
I don't mark Native down on my documents to get into school like she did.
She wanted to make sure she got in, you know. And
yeah, to Harvard. Go figure, huh?
Let's fucking check her paperwork. Probably all plagiarized too.
Well, yeah, I don't even do it for like work or census or anything. Even though I know as a fact, I actually have Abenaki blood, which is the tribe she claimed. I'm no native indigenous American. You know what I mean? I just have some blood. For all I know, is some fucking colonist raping a native. I have no idea. I will say, though, that's why I don't sunburn. I tan, and I love it.
So, we've got some comments from the Facebook feed.
Ooh, Peanut Gallery, what's up?
My way to become a badass American south of the border, I'll donate some money to the show when the big guy Biden gives me my illegal immigrant.
What?
Let's leave.
Oh, I expect you to cook my dinner and do my laundry.
They're all posers. Sales is their business. Right. You lose the argument, you racist.
Yeah, right? You're racist. The problem is, isn't that a, what do they call that? A logical fallacy, the ad hominem attack? When you can't beat their argument, so you attack their character?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if a Nazi's telling you how a plane works and you don't understand and you just say, well, you're a Nazi, so fuck you. Doesn't mean that's not how a plane works, right?
Yep. So let's move on to the next brilliant strategist, Governor Hochul.
The guard in the subway.
Yep. She has deployed the National Guard. They don't say for how long to the subway.
Yeah, it's
because basically because of that subway attack that happened last week, that the guy pulled a gun and the gun was taken away from it, and then the guy that used to have the gun got shot in the head.
No, that was act. No, no, that happened after the National Guard was put in place.
Oh, well, the National Guard didn't do anything to stop it.
No, because the guy went through the emergency exit door to get into onto the platform instead of doing the turnstile, so he didn't have to pay the fare.
Oh,
And the state police that were right there just watched the guy do it, was like, ah, whatever, and didn't check his bag.
so now
The
is
entire
that one
point of the
reason why
guard and the state police
they're
was to
freaking
check
out
bags.
about fare beating? They're gonna enforce more fares?
Well, no, that was what happened, was the guy decided to not pay the fare, and he smuggled a gun in because no one bothered to. First of all, I think you should be allowed to have your gun on the subway.
Not New York.
Obviously, not in New York, and not a convicted felon. This guy was or is. He's not dead, I believe.
Not officially dead yet.
Well, apparently he started a fight with someone. Large black man started a fight with a dude because sounds like he called him an illegal immigrant. How they beat up the cops, and that apparently that's okay. It's like, fuck, did you forget about the Summer of Love?
Summer
But
of
they
love.
started fit the 20 the George Floyd riots.
The pandemic.
Oh,
Riot.
Well, anyway, apparently he was beating the piss out of this undocumented migrant. And someone who knew him, a woman who knows him, maybe his girlfriend, I don't know, reached into her bag and pulled out a knife and stabbed this guy over and over in the back,
Hold on,
which.
she got a knife in the subway too. So they don't get metal
No,
detectors.
they don't have metal detectors.
What the fuck? You deployed the National Guard to stop this kind of shit.
How are you gonna put metal detectors in all the subway stations in New York? You know how many people use the New York subway system?
You know how? Hey, why are you gonna put a National Guard if they're
For
not
the
gonna use
show, for show.
Exactly what it
It's not
was.
working. It's not fucking working, then, is it?
It doesn't
Apparently
have to
not.
work. It's just got to pretend like it works.
Well, obviously it doesn't though, because everyone can see this. Because this
Yeah.
woman stabbed this guy and it stopped the fight. And he's like, "What the fuck? Did you just stab me?" He went over to his bag and pulled out a gun. And then this
Apparently,
video of this, but this
it's
video
just
of this.
incompetent from the up head all the way down, dude. Just everybody's fucking competent in New York.
Yeah, he goes and pulls out his
You don't
gat, and
try to
this
defend yourself in
illegal
New York.
migrant, huh?
Don't try to defend yourself in New York because you know what? You're probably gonna
Whoa,
end in jail.
no. Don't try to defend yourself if you're a heterosexual white male like Daniel Penny.
Yeah. Oh no,
If
if
you are
you
an
like.
illegal Venezuelan migrant who takes the gun from someone who's trying to kill you and then shoot him in the head, you are released for self-defense.
I'm waiting to see his case thrown out.
It already has been. He was released because it was self-defense.
No,
He
but I thought
took.
he was still being charged with something else.
No,
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 he was
no.
fucking in
Daniel.
there.
Oh, Daniel Penny,
Oh,
yes. I'm
yeah.
talking about the guy who wrestled the gun away from the guy trying to kill him.
Why even go to New York? You're just gonna get in trouble for do just trying to live
People
your
have
life,
to,
dude.
like, people live there.
No. Why go there if you don't have to? You're just trying to defend yourself if something happened, you're gonna get in trouble.
Yeah. Well, unless you're an illegal migrant, because then you get special privileges.
Oh, no. If I go over there, I'm gonna get arrested. Like, hold on. You say, what about Trump? Jail. Fuck
No, yo,
So,
you kidding me?
in
You
other
will rape
exciting
and murder and
news,
be like, okay.
AOC is going to have to do a primary this time around. Somebody has decided to run against her because they said that she's got her ideas are too socialist for their district
So
in New York.
is this guy woke? Probably woke too.
Well, he's
He's
a
not gonna make a
Democrat.
Democrat.
difference. Not gonna make a difference. So all right, whatever. We're gonna ch it change for fucking shit to another
She's
shit.
been getting Harassed. What's the word I'm looking for here? Yeah, or harassed maybe is the word I'm looking for.
He's saying that she's done little to improve the district, and her progressive policies have gone too far.
Well, I mean, there's a prostitute on every street corner in her district, and there's illegal migrants sleeping in the street.
I'm supposed to go over there, and she shut that shit down.
She's a piece of garbage.
Yeah. That's what happened when you hire a bartender. You know, I'm not saying
you can hire a bartender, but she went to school for economics. And UMass.
You went to economic and you end up being the bartender. Something fucking wrong with you. You're just an idiot. You know.
Yeah, you blew that. Well, you went
if you were a bartender because you had no school choice. For
economics and you are a bartender. You blew it.
Yeah, but if you just happen to be like, you know what, I don't got money to go to school, but you're a bartender and let it become a greater person, that's a different story. But this is the whole enchilada, and she fucked it up.
This guy's 66 years old. He spent 30 years in the financial industry working for Morgan Stanley and other financial firms.
66 years old?
Yeah.
Fuck, what the fuck with Democrats? I don't got young people no more.
They got AOC. They had
AOC.
They just... Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got a feeling a lot of the reason why she got elected because she's cute with big old boobies.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to get her reelected with a primary.
Not with the way things are going right now, no. Like, she's making stupid calls. She's saying stupid things. We've been talking about the 6 years... She's been in there unopposed for two of the terms.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, anyone who's unfamiliar, hold 2 year terms, right?
Yes. Senators are six.
Yeah. So she had to run against, I believe it was Joe Crowley, the 30 year incumbent in the primary, and she beat him.
Yeah, because the 30 year incumbent didn't spend any money on a primary campaign because he didn't take her seriously.
I wouldn't have either. But apparently the people are regretting that vote, huh?
Well, they haven't regretted it that much because they keep reelecting her.
Well, no one's run against her besides a Republican.
And yeah, we'll see what happens this cycle around. I don't think... I'll be interested to see if he wins the primary. I think he's got a good shot of it.
Got a shot. Let's see what happens. You know.
So, green energy, green, green, green. New York City's going
St. Patty's Day,
and it's St. Patty's Day. So, New York City has decided that anybody that's got the wood fire stoves that cooks their pizza, the pizza ovens, the coal fired ovens, they've got to install special filters and stuff like that to keep making their pizzas and their wood-fired pizzas.
Well, heads up, Brooklyn, New York is world famous for their pizza.
Well, this guy in Brooklyn, he spent $20,000 on his new emission-controlled air filters. How many small businesses have that kind of money to throw out for stuff?
They're taking a loan out against their business to do it. If they do. And that's the thing is, Brooklyn is famous for its pizza, but it has to be cooked a certain way.
Yeah.
And it has to do with the altitude, how close it is to the ocean, and like 1,000 different reasons why Brooklyn pizza is the best pizza.
And there's a Jewish bakery in the New York area that had to spend $600,000 on a new air filtration system.
Yeah, because they got to clean up their carbon footprint by 75% or something like that.
No business can afford to lay out $600,000 and stay profitable.
Oh, many, many can, but not your local pizza shop.
Yeah.
I'm just saying Ford Motor Company, Tesla.
Yeah.
Microsoft could easily pay that out, no problem.
Facebook.
But the problem is they would have larger costs because they have a bigger footprint in general, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know what? The butter for the shit.
Meat producer.
Yeah. We're circling back for you, Ray. Here's the meat thing in New York.
Yeah, fucking the AG for New York. Oh, no, no, the governor.
Yeah, New York AG.
Hmm? Yeah, no, New York governor, like, no, Donald Trump is the only one we're going to persecute. This is the only way. And fucking, what's the name of that sharp guy? The Shark Tank guy is like, no, this is fucked up. Who else is going to be next, you know? There you go. You're being successful selling meat in New York. You're being prosecuted by them. And who want to do business in New York now after all of this shit? You know? So, no. Fuck it. You know, let it go vegetarian in New York. See how that goes, you know? And now, like, I don't know how truckers affected it now in New York City because nobody want to go. None of the truckers are going to go to New York no more. You voted for this, you deserve this shit. I don't care.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is what it is, but there's a lot of people that are stuck in New York that can't get out, so they are.
But they voted for this, dude.
Not all of them did. You're lumping everybody together. You forget about the thousands and millions of people living upstate New York. They didn't vote for this shit. Their votes are being outnumbered by New York City, a tiny little area.
There should
millions of people living there.
This is why I think we need to have electoral college in the state now. Instead of one city decided for entire state, no, every fucking county should count electorally. You know, and look at Virginia, three fucking cities determine how the state is going to govern.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I think we need to do nowadays electoral fucking college for the state. You know, Chesapeake had a vote. Norfolk got a vote. Virginia Beach got a vote. You know, like whoever majority won in the city, you get that vote. And you go on and on for counties, cities, and states, you know. And whoever won the majority, not just the northern part of Virginia, Richmond, or Hampton Roads, going to determine who's going to be the governor. You know.
Well, New York wants to get in on the reparations game. And New York residents are sparring over who should actually receive the reparation payments.
Let them fuck it. Find out. You know what? Not my problem. They keep voting for this shit, dude. Everybody keep voting for this thing. I'm sorry. You guys like democracy? This is the fucking consequence of democracy. You know?
And on to Fannie Willis.
Yes, I'll fucking piss.
The judge came out last week and said that, well, first he threw out six of the charges because they were improperly charged. And then week he came out and said, you got to make a choice. You got to get rid of your lover or
yourself in the thing.
Or yourself in the case. Can't have both.
Clearly violated ethics of being a lawyer, let alone an attorney general.
Mm-hmm.
Should be fired and
disbarred.
This should be appealed.
Probably disbarred. Yes. Yeah. Like you have no longer have any license to practice law.
I think she still could face problems with the bar.
Yeah, no shit.
She literally on the stand said she violated campaign finance law. So
yeah.
So, all we gotta do is find somebody that's willing to charge
and
her.
And the judge didn't consider
they're not though.
Why? Why aren't they gonna do it?
Because there's a black woman.
And no, she's because, black.
No, because they're Republicans and they have no fucking spines.
Yeah. They're not going to.
This judge is like, no, she clearly violated all these laws and broke all these things and dismissed like six charges. It's like, but you can keep going. It's like, what the fuck? No wonder why the Dems are claiming a win on this one.
And this, those fucking balls, this judge, dude, he should be fucking disbarred too because he clearly doesn't know how to make a fucking judgment call. Everybody saw this shit, like, okay, yeah, I see it.
Well, her argument for one of these trips was like, yeah, we paid for it out of like government funds, but then I paid it back in cash.
Okay, how do I know
like,
that?
Well, it was like $9,500. Like, well, I keep $10,000 cash on me at all times. Like, no, you fucking don't.
No,
she said it was a black thing. I was like, okay.
I have black friends. I'm not racist.
I know at least a couple black people, and none of them walks around $10,000 worth of cash on them at any time.
Right.
For the same reason why you and I don't, and Guapo, because you're going to get fucking robbed.
Oh, you could drop and lose it somewhere by accident.
Yeah.
Believe me, I get fucking sweaty when I got $100 in my pocket. Like, oh, dude, shit, I could lose this somewhere.
A couple weeks ago, I had $700 in my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
I was nervous as a motherfucker.
Yeah, like, you, it's not even to get robbed. You just don't want to drop it. Like, what if you drop your wallet somewhere by accident?
Yeah.
Debit fucking $100 gone.
Well, I had seven. I was
paying. At least with a debit card, you could call it, like, froze it or freeze it on spot, you know, get another one.
The it was like $750 or something I had in my wallet at one point. I was like, oh, my God, I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
Exactly. If something happens, it's gone. But that was my kid's daycare for the month.
Yeah.
Her daycare / preschool is really what it
is. They don't take a cashier check?
I could do a cashier check, but that's a pain in the ass. I can just – but it was also that and my monthly contribution to maintenance of the home to include, like, utilities and et cetera, et cetera. You know what I mean?
I'm not scared to get robbed. I'm just scared to fucking drop my wallet, be clumsy that day. Like, the fucking one time in my life, I'm clumsy, and I lose $700. It can happen to me.
Oh, that'll ruin you for
a while,
a month, right?
So we got listeners that said they're going to vote for AOC.
Good.
Just let New York fall into the garbage, the shithole.
Pretty much.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
Every one of these cases against President Trump.
Hold on. Is AOC going to dance on a rooftop again for me?
Hey, we should call New York City and New Caracas.
Did you guys see that video of her dancing on the rooftop?
Yeah, when she was younger.
Yeah. When she was in Boston?
I don't know.
When she was in college?
Yeah, she was at UMass.
Learning her economics.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. That's what she was
learning. I bet you asked.
She was learning how to shake a pop and whatever you want to call it when you make your boobs hit your chin.
I bet you ask her who Milton Friedman is. She does.
And then on the category of Fanny, she was fine for the relationship. Her problem is she's a liar and she thinks she's untouchable.
She is, apparently.
Dude, I knew there was some the fix is in the way she walked into the court and, like, just their attitude, like, in the judge, they fucking correct her. Like, no, this is my fucking courtroom. You fucking have to respect it. You got no balls. The fucking judge got no fucking balls.
And we've got cash handling tips. You just rubber band your cash to the handle of your S&W M&P.
I have no idea what SMW MMP is.
I think it's a gun.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Okay, you're right. But that means you got to take my gun from me. At that point, you've already got my money anyway, right?
Right.
Yeah. But it's not a gun. It's not fucking scary. It's just me. It's not, trust me, fucking, you know.
Well, you're not going to leave a gun behind, the race though. Card in a church. Oh, dude. In a improper speech.
Yeah.
What?
Fanny went to a church and gave a speech.
Oh, yeah. And the Georgia judge. Because Fanny once again said something about it was because I'm black, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She likes to run out the race card.
Yeah. Have we talked about the super mayor?
No.
All right. Remind me to put that in one sooner or later because it's been something that's been going on for a while. Separate topic, but anyone who's interested, just seriously Google Super Mayor and you'll see it. And it's this mayor, I think she's in Illinois.
I think I know who you're talking about. Did they talk about it on the No Agenda show?
I don't know.
Does she have a publicist?
Maybe, but she's using the police department as their own private security team.
Probably a different person.
Dalton City?
Maybe.
I forgot her name, but yeah, she's wild.
So the judge denied Trump's bid to dismiss the classified documents case based on unconstitutional vagueness.
Yeah, the charges they were bringing up on weren't like, here's the crime. It was, this seems dirty. It seems like it should have been enough to bring up an investigation, but not a trial. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the judge is like, I don't give a fuck. We're going to bone you. I just think it's hilarious that they're having to do this much work to find dirt on Trump. Dude's a billionaire that's been making his money in New York City. And that's it's taking you 8 years
to find. One thing they are doing is they're making him spend a ton of money and a ton of time in courtrooms
and not money campaigning.
To defend himself in all these cases.
Yeah, you know what though?
He may not be able to self-fund his campaign this time like he did last time.
Oh, he's already collecting donations. There's YouTube commercials of his son asking for money.
It's a witch hunt. And now we got people in from the Obama administration saying that the intel agency should hold the intel briefings from Trump.
They already have while he was president. So I understand why it's a big deal, because you're supposed to get like a heads up of what's going on as you're coming into office.
Well, not even if you're coming in office, like as soon as you get the nomination for the Republican or Democrat party, you're supposed to start getting intel briefings. So if you do get elected, you can hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Well, 60 days ain't a whole lot of time to get up to speed.
Well, while he was in office, he said he wanted to pull troops back from a whole bunch of places, and he brought up Syria. And his own staff's like, oh, we have no troops in Syria. That was not true. They literally lied to him to be able to keep troops in foreign nations. He's like, well, are we at war with them? Like, no. He's like, all right, bring them back then. It's a mess, dude.
Yeah,
basically, it's like, we just won't tell him this shit and he'll crash and burn. But I'm pretty sure the Democrats have already accepted they're going to lose. Because it seems like they are doing everything they can to scuttle this ship before Trump takes over. And then they can blame Trump for sinking the ship. Uh-huh. You know? Yeah, you like that use of the term scuttle? You don't get to use that one often, do you?
No.
By the way, you know that was my job in the Navy if it came down to it?
Scuttle it.
You motherfuckers got into lifeboats. Well, I say that. You jumped in the water, and then the lifeboats came down, and you climbed into them, because it's a neat idea that the Navy has. I didn't even have room allotted for me in these lifeboats. They expected me to die, making sure the ship sinks. Because I could cut through steel, and they expected me to go around and cut through all the bulkheads and the bilges. Down by the keel to make sure the ship hits the bottom of the ocean. So the enemy doesn't get the technology, right?
Right.
I was like, I understand that you expect me to do a crazy job, but like, you couldn't have left it, put an extra lifeboat on there for us. You know what I mean? It's like, nope, no, you're going to die. Don't worry about it. Oh, that sucks. Speaking of a waste of everything.
Uh-huh.
We're sending, another $300 million or something to
Ukraine?
And it's
not approved by Congress.
Yeah, and Congress did not. Where'd the money come from?
The magic accounting skills of the administration.
Well, we're just accounting for the $5.4 billion that went missing last audit of the Probably. Pentagon. If we keep funding a war against Russia and France is threatening to put troops in Ukraine,
They're not going to do that.
Germany is too. It doesn't matter. As soon as Russia takes it seriously that NATO's actually going to actually get involved versus talking shit and funding, they're going to have had enough. And that's why I'm hoping we get Trump this time, because at least if Trump's in office, Putin won't hit us with a weapon, because Trump doesn't want to be involved. Like, it's not our fucking fight. If France wants to get nuked for getting involved, fuck France. And I'm assuming that Russia would only nuke nuclear nations in terms of like a big bomb. But I wouldn't put it past Putin to use a tactical battlefield, you know, like a strategic warhead on a like an artillery round, you know, that only takes out the battlefield, you know, not an entire city, but like a square, an acre, or even a square mile, you know?
I am now drinking the beer of the week, the Voodoo Ranger Tropical Force.
Are we bringing back beer of the week?
I was hanging out with El Guapo today and he bought me this. So he's one too.
That's been a long time since we've done beer of the week.
I know, since we were all in the same state.
Speaking of, when this move does come about, I'm going to have to come down to Virginia to Newport News, where I have a storage unit full of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I got friends in Gloucester holding a bunch of guns for me.
Uh-huh.
Then we're going to go pick up. And that's all in your neighborhood.
Nope.
I would like it if we could somehow figure out how to sit down together and do the show in the same room together.
Okay. I'm sure we can figure that out.
All right. I'm giving you a heads up now, so it's not a surprise when I was like, hey, I'm here. What's up? Let's do the show.
Yep.
Like, oh, fuck. I've been doing this in my bedroom.
I'll even record some mixed martial arts to bring back the tradition, you know?
Shoot. Put in the opening sequence.
This is a weird one, though. This is 9.5% APV. And right. It's the Voodoo Ranger. So it's an IPA with a fruit taste to it.
I know you are very fruity.
Okay.
Mm. Speaking of, apparently, okay, there's this YouTuber, Instagram, TikTok, yada yada, woman. She's like 23, I guess, but she's like some tomboy that like hunts and fishes. But she wears, well, obviously she's in shape. And she wears like these yoga pant shorts and like bare midriff shirts, tube top things. And they're saying that if you're a man and attracted to this woman, that you're gay because she's masculine. I was like, no. The vagina makes it different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
As long as she don't got a masculine attributes, you know, like, disagreeable.
No, she doesn't look like a dude. She just likes to like go catfishing. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing about liberals. Liberals don't know nothing about hobbies.
About what?
Hobbies.
Oh yeah.
They don't get no hobbies. That's why they're fucking depressed and miserable, and they have to get a fucking
Hannah
therapy.
Barron. I like her already. Two different comments.
What was that?
Hannah Barron's her name.
Okay. There we go. As soon as I brought her up. Oh. And she's
our other
viewers
said he likes the sound of her already.
Yeah, she's smoking hot. And she goes, an example they brought up about why you're gay if you're into this chick is because she goes noodling. Are you familiar with noodling?
No.
Okay. You go into like a pond or a lake. And you find a cave in the water, right?
I thought it was with a pool noodle.
No, then you reach in with your bare arm, and you wait for a giant 20-pound catfish to grab a hold of you to try to eat you, thinking you're something else.
Uh-huh.
And then you pull it out of the water.
Okay.
That is noodling. This woman does that shit. I'm like, fuck! She sounds like a good time, you know? Like, oh yeah, no. She likes to do manly things, therefore you're gay. And it's like, but the dude banging someone with a penis isn't gay. Like, I thought homosexual meant same sex attraction. Maybe I misunderstand the terms.
Right. Maybe. So you hear the exciting news for the Air Force?
Yeah, I'm not sure what I think of this, but I brought this up maybe a week ago with the wife. I was like, why do we still have human pilots in the aircraft? This is even more terrifying, though.
Low-cost AI drones.
They don't even want, like, a drone where there's a guy with a remote control. They want AI drones.
Mm-hmm.
I like
that. Even crazier, they're supposed to escort human pilots. And, act as, like, a defense system and be able to also strike, but... I don't know, man. I don't know what I think about warfare not involving humans anymore.
I saw a movie about this back in the day. War games.
Probably several of them.
Where the computer started a simulated fight.
Oh my God, Matthew Broderick was in that.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Whoa! Yeah, no, he actually launched the world's nuclear missiles with that game, that program, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that was a great movie. I have to watch that again.
Mm-hmm.
Guapo, yeah, I can't hear a word you're saying.
He beat the game by playing TikTok.
Yes, he did. He did. That's how he defeated the AI, was with TikTok. Tic-tac-toe,
yeah.
Jeez, man, that was in the late 80s, early 90s, maybe?
Yeah. Probably 80s. I was still in school.
Oh, jeez, Louise, it might have been before I was born. I say that, I was born in 82. So remember when we were talking about how the Army sent up... a bunch of their helicopters to train in the Arctic Circle in Alaska, and how the Air Force had done it recently with the 22s and were doing it again.
Now the Marines do it.
Now the Marines are doing it. Was it Norway?
Yep, Norway.
So apparently the next battlefield is going to be the Arctic, huh?
Seeming that way.
Or at least the United States is preparing for it. Which honestly, I hate to say it, makes perfect sense, because if Russia wanted to get into the United States with an actual invasion,
that's the way to go.
That's the fastest way to get there instead of across the Pacific. We'll see you coming the whole way across the Pacific. But you could set up doing drills in the Arctic and then boop right through Canada. Because what is Trudeau going to do?
Probably going to support him.
Help me. Please don't hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Castro. Oh, I put this in here.
Okay.
Because I'm from the future. It's been a long time, but what was I always saying? Buy this shit, the dollar's gonna fall.
Bitcoin.
Okay, gold and silver was the first one for the longest time. And then I started saying Bitcoin. This dude was telling us the boomers are about to have the biggest crash ever. When this bubble of the wealth they hold pops. Because right now the boomers hold basically all of the real estate that's not like the city. Like rural housing. Or even suburban housing. And the reason why the value keeps going up is because they're not selling it. That's going to pop sooner or later. one way or the other, because these folks are going to die.
Right.
And I believe I brought this up before, and their kids are going to inherit it, and they're going to try to turn around and sell it for...
Well, they're going to have to pay taxes on it when they inherit it, so...
Well, it depends on where you live, but... well, they're going to try to sell for $750,000, and they're not going to be able to because there's 35 other properties in the same area for the same price, and the prices are going to drop and drop and drop and drop.
Mm-hmm.
The boom... Fuck, look at the stock market, man. That's where the boomers have a lot of their money besides their actual property value. A lot of their value is in their 401ks. Stock market's going to take a fucking giant dump sooner or later because no one's buying anything because it costs too much.
Right.
Hold on to gold, silver, and Bitcoin. You looked at Bitcoin lately? Guapo.
No, I haven't looked into Bitcoin. I don't like it.
Oh, well, I bought into Bitcoin first time at $18,000 a coin. Remember, it started at less than a penny a coin.
Yeah, but eventually everything is like, I don't know. For me, Bitcoin, you need like a source of energy to keep it maintained. We go on silver, you don't. They just...
Well, that's actually what keeps it maintains the Bitcoin is that you have to mine Bitcoin. Mine, yeah. And the mining is you use computers to solve incredibly complex math equations. Yeah, it takes them a long time to do it.
So if you get a big outage and stuff like that, how can you make a transaction with Bitcoin?
That's why El Salvador is using a fucking volcano as the energy to fuel the Bitcoin mining.
Yeah, it's fine and dandy, but we still got EMP weapons and stuff, you know.
Hit the El Salvadorian government because they're such a fucking threat.
Just because of the fucking currency. Why not? Fuck it. All you have to do is fly by with the fucking Itu Hakai's or the Prowler. I don't got Prowlers no more. Growlers. With EM3 weapons and just hit it, boom, once, and that's it. Drive by. Fly by. You don't have to shoot nothing.
Seems like a waste of energy. But I'm saying this bubble's going to pop.
It's a threat. It's a threat. Just hit it with the EMP weapon. That's it. Once, that's all.
And all the I'm saying this boomer bubble is going to pop because they're holding most of the wealth right now.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, they don't trust millennials, which I think is hilarious because people still think millennials are kids.
Mm-hmm. They're not.
But look at the way they got us into. What the
I'm 41 and I'm a millennial.
Okay. Who's the president right now?
You think that means I voted for Joe Biden?
No, but majority of millennials were the...
They're going to vote for him this time around, though.
No. My majority of fucking people, which are millennial now, and they voted fucking fucking Democrat, and because they didn't like the other guy.
Well, that's because they were so used to getting everything handed to them their entire lives, and everything was so easy that they thought we could just hand it off to the rest of the world. Yeah. And when they realized, as soon as they gave up even a portion of that they had to go to fucking work and make money, offended them.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders brought up a 32-hour work week again. And the United Automotive Workers supported it.
Of course they did.
Obviously. Go ahead and work 32 hours. None of us are going to be offended. If I want to work 8 hours more than you, shouldn't I get paid more?
Yeah, but okay.
Do we really want to be like France?
This fucking 40-hour work week, if you work extra, you get paid time and a half. Actually, it's keeping people poor, dude, because...
If you work too many hours.
Yes, if you work more than 40 hours...
split over tax brackets.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I don't know about there, but in Massachusetts, at least, if you work over X number of hours and bring in X number of dollars or Y number of dollars,
your bonuses, your overtime gets taxed differently.
Exactly. I get taxed at a higher rate for my overtime. And it's like, I worked an extra 20 hours this week, but I only made an extra 8 hours of pay. It's like, what the fuck? You know?
This is why I don't like the government involved between me and my employer. Like, him and I will make an agreement. Like, look, I want to work for this. How much you going to pay me for an hour? Okay? Because when I used to work in AutoZone, I want to get paid like whatever it was. And if I get paid over 40, if I get scheduled over 40 hours, I have to pay me extra time and a half. Well, they cut that 40 hours. And I still got 3 days left for the week. Like, I need hours. I know, like, I cannot get a second job because my schedule is not determined. It's, like, fluctuated.
Mm-hmm.
So that shit kept me poor. Yeah, and it should be kept me poor because I cannot work, like, 5 more hours or 6 more hours. At least I could get, like, the same pay. Just to get me by, you know. And when you get, do you let the government involved between the fucking employee and employer? Then we come up with crazy laws that Massachusetts has now, you know.
Well, that's the problem. Is like I agreed to a paycheck.
Yes.
And now you tell me it's not good enough.
Yeah, and like, oh, it's too good enough now. You have to pay extra taxes, you know.
Yeah. Oh, now you're making too much money.
Yeah. So this government ball between employee and employer is fucking keeping people poor, you know, because I want to work extra hours at AutoZone, but they're like, no, you worked 40 hours already. We don't want to pay you time and a half no more. Instead of paying me the regular fucking hours, it should be up to me to decide whether I want to work extra hours at a regular time pay scale or not, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's the way it is now. So you can just say, no, I don't want to work overtime.
Yeah. But if I want to work overtime and not get paid extra, that should be up to me to decide. You know, 5 more hours.
Oh, no. Oh, I'll just work more hours for the same pay.
Yeah.
That's not allowed.
No, that's the thing. That's the fucking law keeping people poor, dude. It was annoying, dude. Like, I want to get like 5 more hours, just 5 more hours, so I can make my extra paycheck.
But if that fifth hour is going to put me into that new tax bracket, when all of a sudden pay half of my paycheck back,
fuck the tax bracket. The employer had to pay me extra. Then they say no, or 1 or 2 hours more. Like, no, we don't want to pay you extra. So I was like, what the fuck? This shit's keeping me poor, dude. It's not helping me.
I guess it depends on what you're doing, honestly. You're right. If you're,
it doesn't matter. It's up to the person to decide whether they want to take that extra hour.
No. I meant the employer, because when I was working in fabrication,
mm-hmm.
any hour I was willing to work, they were going to pay me 2x over 40 hours.
And that's up to them, you and them.
Nobody it else. Was, but they couldn't find people to work.
And that's in supply and demand.
In the fabrication industry, because no one wanted to weld.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was getting 60 bucks and 67 bucks an hour overtime.
Yeah.
Welding. But the problem is, after my third or fourth hour of overtime,
it was all going to taxes.
I was paying more in tax than I was getting paid.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck's the point?
That happened to me too. This other job I got right now, if I get way too much, over $1,200, they take a lot of fucking money out of it. They're like, no, what the fuck? I need this money. That's what I work extra for, you know?
That was the whole point of working more.
Yeah. So they should, like, you know what? The government should get out of fucking regulating fucking hours and stuff like that. It's up to you, the employee. And they should just charge you by the tax bracket at the end of the year. That's it.
Well, I'm running out of shit to talk about, but Madonna's been an issue for a little while in concert. Apparently, she's been like really late to shows.
Mm-hmm. She's at one particular
show.
Woman.
She was like one show. She was like 4 hours late.
Well, now she just wants to be like Joe Biden.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you for making that connection.
Yeah, because he asked somebody in his audience to do the same thing. Stand up, stand up. Only one problem.
No, the thing is,
they're
Madonna
paralyzed.
Yeah, Madonna actually went down into the crowd with a spotlight to find out why this guy wasn't going to stand up and dance. To find him in a wheelchair.
Dumbass bitch.
And she goes, oh, okay then. It's like, oh, what if I just don't want to stand up?
You know, like, you know that chick from France, Jennifer, what the fuck is her name?
No,
I don't. She, like, one of the main characters from France, she knew, like, you know what? My beauty is not going to carry me on forever. Mm. So she diversified. You know, she created a company to do this, to do that, just to get, like, you know what? If I, for some reason I cannot make it tomorrow, or like, for my beauty, let my brain take over, you know? And that's what Madonna should have done. Instead of like, you know what? I cannot be beautiful forever. Now she's fucking plastic surgeries and shit like that.
Yeah, she actually looks pretty fucking gross.
Yeah, she should be producing, you know, like investing in new fucking newcomers, you know? Just something
like
that.
Yeah, making new stuff and not trying to...
And just be manager from behind, you know? Just be a director or something like that. Don't just depend on your beauty. And now she just looks like a fucking...
She's no longer like a virgin.
Is it crazy to say that Roseanne looked better than Madonna nowadays than before?
Interesting way to end out the show.
Yeah.
Brian. The music kicking on, and I can't stop that shit. I think that's our shit.
All right. Cutting it.
Have to wipe it.